Recorder's on.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the special town council meeting of town council on Monday, October 23rd, 2023. Purpose of the meeting today is to consider an act on a resolution of assurance to North Carolina Department of Transportation for the Mid-Block Crossing Project, and two, a resolution to partner with the Ocean Dunes Homeowners Association Incorporated on grant applications to underwrite planning for flood mitigation measures. Going into section one, consideration and action on resolution R2314 supporting the Mid-Block Crossing Project and commitment to additional funding needed to complete that project. Alan, Mayor Pro Tem, would you please read the resolution?
Yes. Mayor and Council, before NCDOT will assign a WBS number, we had to have two things. We had to have this resolution, and we had to have a cost estimate. So we got Trans Systems to give us a cost estimate that we'll submit to NCDOT. It's just part of their paperwork. So I'll read the resolution, and then if we've got any questions, I'll be glad to answer. Resolution R23-14, a resolution of the town of Curry Beach supporting the Mid-Block Crossing Project and commitment to additional funding needed to complete the project. Whereas the town of Curry Beach is committed to the planning and construction of pedestrian facilities, including Mid-Block crosswalks, and whereas the town of Curry Beach adopted their bicycle and pedestrian plan recommending a series of Mid-Block crossings that connects pedestrians with key destinations in Curry Beach, and whereas the town has been allocated statewide contingency funds in the amount of $250,000 to implement pedestrian road crossings, and whereas the priority Mid-Block crossings have been identified for funding, and whereas phase one will consist of Mid-Block crossing at Fort Fisher Boulevard at the following places: Beach Access 104, M Avenue, 1004, M Avenue, Beach Access 1045, and Surf Rider Court. And whereas phase two will consist of Mid-Block crossings on Fort Fisher Boulevard at both the E and I Avenue and a Mid-Block crossing at K and Settlers Lane. And whereas the town will utilize the $250,000 implemented in the Mid-Block crossing project and will fund the project and will fund project costs that exceed $250,000. Now therefore, be it resolved that the town of Curry Beach hereby supports the Mid-Block crossing project and will fund the project cost that exceeds $250,000. Adopted by the Curry Beach Town Council this 23rd day of October 2023. So, questions, anybody before?
I'll make a motion there.
Arlen, any concerns from the finance team?
I don't think so. I mean, if we do need the fund anymore, where we would have to do it from is the general fund.
Okay.
I think at this point, it's a wait and see. You know, if need be, then we'll amend the budget to address that.
Okay. All right. That answers my question. Any other questions?
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
I make a motion that Council of Curry Beach approve Resolution 23-14.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Pass.
Thank you, General.
Okay. Okay, moving on to the second item, Resolution 2315, partnering with Ocean Dunes on grant. Action and consideration of Resolution R2315 to partner with the Ocean Dunes Homeowners Association, Inc. on grant applications to underwrite planning for flood mitigation measures. David, would you been a lead on this? Would you please read the resolution?
Yes, sir. So for council, before we read the resolution, Ocean Dunes and their contractor are also on the Zoom call if we have any questions. The mayor and I have met earlier, and then Mayor Pro Tem Oliver and I met last week with Ocean Dunes, as well as with the county just to make sure they're aware of what we're doing. Popped up. And we had a great conversation on what we want to do. The Ocean Dunes has basically requested that the town support their application for a grant process, and in the grant process, the town has to be the sponsor. We had a good conversation about what the town is willing to do and not willing to do, and so the town attorney did a great job drafting this resolution to support what they need. And then once this resolution is passed, if it passes, town staff will work with their contractor to work through the grant pre-application process, and then we'll have multiple steps between each phase so that if the town has any questions, we can get them resolved. But I think the town attorney answered all the questions that Commissioner Oliver and I had, and I think hopefully you as well. So before that, any questions, or I'll be glad to read the resolution. Any other questions? Basically, they're asking our support so they can move forward. So, resolution to partner with Ocean Dunes Homeowners Association, Inc. on its application for flood mitigation grant funding. Whereas Ocean Dunes is a development located within the town's jurisdictional limits that has, since Hurricane Florence and the 2021 King Tide, sustained increasing loss of beach property damage and cost as a result of significant and unchecked beach erosion. Whereas the beach adjacent to the south end of the development is unprotected and experiencing rapid and potentially catastrophic erosion. Whereas rapid beach erosion and stormwater drainage issues are resulting in an imminent threat to the structural integrity of unprotected buildings within the development. Whereas to date, the Ocean Dunes Homeowners Association, Inc. has spent over $3 million on building repairs and temporary flood mitigation measures, but the threat to the development persists. Whereas Ocean Dunes Homeowners Association is seeking to fund a coastal adaptive management plan and a local stormwater management plan to identify causes, develop initial concepts designed to eliminate and or reduce the causal flooding effects, provide guidance on the associated regulatory process, assist in designs for future construction, and facilitate the bidding process for those construction projects. Whereas Ocean Dunes Homeowners Association will be applying to the FEMA Flood Mitigation Assistance Program to underwrite this planning process, and is requesting to partner with the town in applying for that funding. Whereas Ocean Dunes Homeowners Association must register with the North Carolina Salesforce Grant Portal with the town as its sponsor to provide access to the portal and to assist Ocean Dunes Homeowners Association's consultant in inputting the data required for its grant application. Whereas if invited by the state to apply for the funding, Ocean Dunes Homeowners Association will, in advance of filing the application, submit it to the town for review and comment, and whereas Ocean Dunes Homeowners Association agrees to make and enter into a partnership agreement with the town, setting forth the parties' respective responsibilities and obligations, including without limitation that there will not be any financial exposure to the town arising out of said agreement, Ocean Dunes Homeowners Association's grant applications and or any grants which may be awarded to Ocean Dunes Homeowners Association. Now, therefore, let it be resolved by council in a meeting duly noticed and assembled that the town agrees to partner with Ocean Dunes Homeowners Association in its application to the FEMA Flood Mitigation Assistance Funding Program on the express condition that there will not be any financial exposure to the town resulting therefrom, and that Ocean Dunes Homeowners Association enter into a written agreement with the town setting forth the parties' respective responsibilities and obligations with respect to said grant applications. This 23rd day of October 2023.
Jim did a great job on putting that together. I have a question for Arlen, same as before. Any concerns from finance?
We're going to have a written agreement. It's going to have indemnification. It's going to expressly state that we're not on the hook for anything.
Okay.
It'll have the typical contractual safeguards that we're always rely on. An express provision that we're not going to be no financial exposure to the town at all.
Okay.
And so this is the first part. So the grant is a pre-application process. There's a time frame issue, but as the attorney said, our understanding, and Dax or Bill, whoever wants to answer for Ocean Dunes, the understanding is that moving forward, we'll get the pre-application in, and then we got to get tidied up all these other issues that Arlen and the attorney just mentioned.
The other thing I'm not really sure what the North Carolina Salesforce grant portal is. That's
the same one as Brick. He copied it from what they said, but isn't that correct, Dax? This should be the Brick portal, the same portal we've done Brick with? Well, they're having troubles finding the actual grant, so we need to get you guys to work with them.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Beth has still not been able to find it, so tomorrow I encourage you to reach out to staff and work on that. But that's our understanding as well, Arlen, that it's the same portal that we did Brick through.
So it's that one?
Yeah,
I will contact them tomorrow. I'm just waiting on you all tonight.
Okay, good. And it's Beth and Arlen. Beth Chase and Arlen Copenhager. Did I say your name right? Did I say it right?
Close enough.
Sorry. Any other questions from council? Sir?
I'll make a motion that Town Council of Cary Beach adopt resolution 23-15.
I'll second. Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes.
Thank you, Councilor.
So would we be considered like the recipient and they would be then the sub-recipient?
Correct.
Jump that water.
Can you state that again? We are or we are not?
Well, I'm asking, will we be considered the recipient of this grant and then they would be the sub-recipient? So then we're on the hook for all the reporting.
We will be, right? And we'll work with them on that. That was the other thing we discussed is, okay, for the reporting, who's doing all the work is your consultant, but you still have to sign off or someone in town will have to sign off. John Batson was there as well and understands. So the final report, just like the grant sponsorship, comes from us, so we will be responsible, but their consultant, the intention is, and that'll be worked out in the agreement, will do all the work, the legwork, basically.
Yeah, our staff won't have any responsibilities to input any information or anything.
But you'll have to QA it and submit it, just like you do now. So what Beth talked about at the meeting, I'm sorry, I should have made sure you were there, Arlen, was you give them edit authority but not submission authority. So then when we're comfortable with it, then you can submit it.
Right. Yeah, I look at some roles and responsibilities so we can set them up what's considered like grant writer.
Yep. Yeah.
And do everything except submit.
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
2 points. The word recipient, was that in reference to who gets the grant?
I believe.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're contemplating that the town will actually receive.
Well, I guess I'm asking you because I don't know.
Dax, the question is, who's actually considered the recipient? I'm sure it has to come through the town because we're the sponsor. Do you agree, Dax, or you're not sure? And you're muted right now. Okay. Yeah.
So then we'll have to develop a whole budget for this.
Correct. Well, I think the way we envision it in the meeting, and we got to work that out, but is that they'll develop the budget and we'll approve it.
Right, but I mean, we'll have to report it in our accounting records.
Correct. It'll be another special account. That's correct.
So just for the sake of my understanding, let me ask a dumb question. Take Ocean Dunes out of it. We're going to treat it just like we were getting the grant, and we're going to set up that grant in the budget like we've done for some recent funding that we have.
Yeah, we'll have to. I'm pretty sure the state will require that.
If we're considered the recipient.
And that kind of segues into the primary question that I've got. If I'm going to draft a partnership agreement, and I've already learned something new tonight about recipients, I need somebody to feed me the bullets of what I've got to provide for in that
right.
agreement, from all the way from administrative tasks like editing and not submitting.
Correct.
All the way to the end of who's the recipient and what are the respective obligations we've got to the funding source. So And council could discuss who's going to take charge of that and feed it to me, because we're going to need to start working on that agreement very soon.
Mm-hmm. So, Dax, have you followed the conversation, or Bill? It looks like Bill might have dropped off, actually.
Dax is on.
Okay, so Dax, did you hear that, or do you need me to repeat it? So the conversation was between the finance officer, Arlen, and the attorney, Jim, about the roles and responsibilities and the recipient issue and who's doing what. And that's exactly what we talked about last week, is we've got to draft all of that out. When you left, you were going to reach out to your attorney, Bill, to get them to contact Jim. That hasn't happened yet. Maybe you're waiting for this resolution, which is fair, but we need to get on that fairly quickly. And then if we need to get together, if council deigns, I would be the lead for council, if council's mm-hmm. okay with that. So I'm requesting yep. that now, looking at my peers. But the two attorneys and the finance officer have to be comfortable with what we agree to, right? So this will get your initial letter of interest in, assuming you find the grant number and get with staff tomorrow or the next day. But then after that, we've got to get all of that squared away, right? And so I don't know that we would have it all by the November meeting, but soon after that, because December 15th is when your submission to the feds is, and all that needs to be in place before then.
Well, the first thing is just a intent.
That's
a letter
right.
of intent.
A letter of intent. That's
so
right.
we'll still have plenty of time to.
Time will go fast.
Time right. will go fast.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying to Dax and Bill, that their guy needs to get on it so we can get all of those questions answered. We probably, if we don't meet this week, next week with probably the finance officer and the town attorney to discuss it, to make sure we're all moving forward.
I'd go one step further if their attorney wants to present us with the draft of the agreement. So that
yeah.
review mm-hmm. it and make recommended changes.
Right.
I think that would speed up the process, because obviously they're familiar with these programs and I'm not.
Fair enough. Yeah, so could you hear that in the microphone from the town attorney? Yeah, if the first draft comes from your attorney, that's more efficient even as well. Sorry, I'm not used to having the camera right in my face. Yes, barely.
The board has agreed that they're going to turn back to Matt Nichols, who is going to leave as early as tomorrow. We gave them an outline of the things that we talked about in the meeting last week. So he should be able to do a first draft for you.
Okay.
That's great.
The town attorney's smiling. That's always a good sign. Okay, the budget officer's smiling. There's some smiles. Okay, that sounds good. But please get it. So that's the attorney side. And then, Dax, from your side, we need to figure out which grant you guys are trying to apply for, because our staff could not find it. So please call staff tomorrow, Beth Chase or Arlen. Good. Any other questions?
I have a question. So if the town is the recipient, and assume they get awarded a substantial amount of money, we have the right to audit how that money is spent?
We will have to. I mean, we're still the ones that Arlen will have to sign off on everything, so we'll be monitoring it the whole time.
We'll be responsible for how it's spent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there's a substantial amount of work involved.
I mean, the initial part for a flood mitigation grant, since you're not doing construction, I don't know that, Arlen can tell me how much he thinks it is, but because it's a planning grant versus a construction grant, it's not like the building inspector has to go monitor that. It's a planning grant, so.
Yeah.
It will be much easier. Yeah, it'll be much easier. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It would be the construction grant. But that would be serious.
I think I know where you're going. Go ahead.
Yeah.
We'll see. Just so we're all doing our homework, so to speak, if we are the recipient and it's a matching grant, is there a way, budget-wise, that we can delegate that the burden, the obligation to match to a third party?
I think that's the MOU.
Right. But we're still going to have to run it all through our accounting records.
Ocean Dunes is prepared to do the match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Well, and that's what will be required in the MOU. And just like when, like if you go back, Jim, to the Oceanfront Park, there were other entities throwing money in. But there are other entities that were involved in that whole process, right? And so what you do is in the MOUs, you tell the awarding agency, this is where the money's coming from, and here's the commitment.
Got it.
Jim, my concern is that do we have to follow state purchasing laws? And
oh, yeah. I didn't even
so we need to make sure that...
That needs to go in the MOU.
Especially if we're going...
Correct. That does have to go in
the MOU. I think we will.
Have to comply with all of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we talked about that as well at the meeting.
General procurement as well as all the new things.
Correct.
Correct.
Right.
So, Dax, you're shaking your head. You understand what this conversation's about, right? Yeah. They understand. When we talked last week, that was brought up as well by, I think, Beth, actually, or maybe Arlen. So they understand that's a requirement. Okay?
Okay, so we have an immediate plan of action. Sitting forward here.
Sure.
All right, we have two past proposals. And any other discussion? Finance? Legal? Any other points?
No, sir.
Commissioners?
No.
Make a motion. Okay, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion,
please.
Second.
Hold it.
No problems?
We're good.
Motion.
Okay,
we're
good.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Sheila.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you, guys.